What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
This episode is called Short, Sweet, and Anonymous because every one of these stories are very short, and they were all sent anonymously. One night, when my daughter was 2.5 years old, we were home alone, talking, right before bed. We were playing a game where we gave all of her stuffed animals silly names. We named the very last one, and she asks, "What's her name?" I said something along the lines of, "Who, honey? We already named everyone." She then points to a blank wall and says, "That little girl." Now, I don't know if it was just an overactive imagination or something else. All I know is that it freaked me out enough to sleep with the lights on for the next few weeks. I lived alone in an old house in a historic district of Memphis. I'd often get woken up in the middle of the night to country music coming from the radio. I don't listen to country music, and the radio had a dial. I'd have to change the dial back to my normal station while I was getting ready for work in the morning. One night, my mom heard a crash noise in her kitchen, but she figured that I was probably up and dropped something. The next morning, my dad walked downstairs and thought there was ice on the kitchen floor, but he said after looking at it, the ice wasn't melting. It was glass shards. They cleaned up the glass, which was on the floor, the countertops, and even under the lip of the countertops, along the top of some drawers and cabinets. It was as if someone stood back and threw a glass object on the wall or something. We had no idea what it was from. The glass was too thick to be any of our vases or our glasses or even some bowls in the house. We had a huge family meeting in the kitchen trying to figure out what happened and where the glass came from. We still have no idea. I'm pretty sure that there was a ghost playing tricks on me. One evening, I was watching TV while sitting on the sofa. I had a rubber band in my hand, and I flicked it across the room in kind of an arc that went behind the TV. Next thing I know, it drops on my head. There wasn't enough power to bounce off the walls. I have no idea how it ended up on my head. I have memories as a young child in a certain house. Several very bizarre things happened. I have no logical explanation for them. The oddest one to me had to do with my new wallpaper. We had to change it. It had dinosaurs on it, and I would see the dinosaurs marching around and killing each other. This happened during the same time several nights until we eventually took the wallpaper down. Items used to move and get thrown on their own accord. A particular favorite was a rocking chair. It would change positions and rock. One night when my grandparents were staying over, I awoke to find someone I didn't know in the chair who looked strange. A stuffed animal walked one time. I woke with scratches that looked like nails, and maybe it was just my screwed up child brain, but I don't remember it that way. The scratches are really strange. I went to an Abraham Lincoln exhibit when I was very young. There was a rocking chair, and as soon as I saw it, I saw a woman in a period dress with brown hair knitting something and rocking in the chair. After like 2 seconds, the image vanished. I would attribute it to imagination, except the image was very vivid and clear, and I've never seen anything like it since. When I lived in Minnesota, I would go over to my friend's house a lot. One day, I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and I heard a little girl screaming in my right ear. It was like she was screaming at the top of her lungs, but the volume was turned down, so it wasn't the true volume of a scream. There was nothing there, obviously, so I just kind of wrote it off. Well, a week or two later, one of the guys whipped his head around and said, "I just heard a girl screaming." We both knew there was no one else in the house. I didn't hear a girl screaming, but then neither did anyone else when she screamed in my ear. I don't think she was mean or bad. I think she was just sad and lonely, wanting some attention. I felt bad that I couldn't reach out to her. I was late night gaming and my dog was hanging out with me and started to bark into the dark bedroom. When I went to check it out, I could hear fingernails scratching inside my bedroom closet. As I got closer, the scratching started getting quieter. The sound completely stopped when I was right in front of the closet. Then all of a sudden, a loud crash. Stuff started hitting the inside of my closet door. I ran straight outside. No way I was going to stay in there alone this time. 30 minutes go by. My buddy comes over to come check things out with me. I open up the closet to find all of my clothes and hangers all over the floor of the closet. We searched every wall and ceiling for secret openings. Nope, no secret doors could be found.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I was younger, I was helping my aunt clean out an office that she was hired to clean, and lots of stuff happened there. The one that spooked me the most was when I was emptying trash cans while my aunt vacuumed and my brother did dishes. Suddenly, a man's voice whispered in my ear. He made a sound kind of like he was playing with a toy gun, and we were the only people there. One day, when my daughter was two, we were having a typical terrible twos moment. She was throwing a bit of a tantrum for about 5 to 10 minutes, and we couldn't get her under control. At some point, she rather suddenly just stopped and started staring at the wall. Then she started lightly giggling. It was weird. One second she was crying and screaming, the next minute she was smiling and happy. Then she starts saying, "Funny lady over there." We asked her who she saw and she pointed to the wall again and said, "The funny lady." When we asked her to describe who it was that she saw, she described my deceased grandmother. I mean, exactly described her. She had never met her, and I don't think she had ever even seen a picture. Not that a 2-year-old would have remembered a picture anyway. I'm not much of a believer in the paranormal, but I know for sure that my daughter got a chance to meet her great-grandmother, and that makes me very happy. When I told this story to my parents, they didn't seem as shocked as I was. When I tried to get a response from them, they looked at me and said, "I guess you don't remember that you met your deceased grandfather when you were 3 years old. The same exact thing happened to you 30 years ago." Before my dad and my stepmom married, she'd come over and the hangers in the front closet would rattle nonstop while she was there. The clothes would be all over the floor when she left. Taking the hangers out would do no good. We emptied the closet once and the door would shake violently when stepmom came over. I was once showering. The door was locked, and when I heard the blinds fall down, it freaked me out, so I pulled back the shower curtain to investigate. I'm thinking my brother is trying to break in and play a prank on me or something. So I pulled the blinds up to look out the window. The window was completely fogged over from the inside, minus one large solitary handprint. I was scared as hell. I finished my shower and told my family members. We all compared our handprints to the one on the window. No one's was as big as the handprint.
You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.